Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and really the end of our ropes, and we want to be able to talk freely about these jobs that we do love so much, even though we like to talk shit about them. So we use pseudonyms so we can keep our jobs, hence the Elvis. I'd like to start by giving a big special thank you to a lot of our new Patreon donors who've subscribed to help us out. This goes out to Miss Mary C., Hallie M., Barry N., Rylan L., Catherine S., Perla C., Kelsey W., RJR, Cara T., Kristen C., Amanda T., Johanna H., Tony, Christina K., Irma A., Rebecca J., Melissa M., Lisa S., Casey B., and Sarah N. If you'd like to join our Patreon, you get access to all kinds of extra episodes that are only on Patreon, lots of bonus content, and there's literally new stuff there almost every other week, lots of ways. You also get to talk to the host, connect to the host. You can play with us on Among Us. We have special nights a week. We do that. It's been really fun. So for as little as $5, and you can also help out by buying swag from our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. You can get all kinds of koozies and bottle openers and stickers and glasses and just all the great stuff you could want. Now, let's see. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday, and we're sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you have a theater teacher in your building, or you are one, send them to ludlamdramatics.com. They could use your business, and they have all kinds of great classroom resources, stuff for the walls, how to do stage makeup, fundamentals of being on stage, Once Upon a Time in Broadway, and of course, the Drama Llama poster, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, who everyone loses their minds about right now. I'd also like to invite you guys, if you have something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or through the Patreon, or through the Teacher Needs a Drink website on our contact page. I get so many messages from there, and we're trying to get through them as best we can. So I appreciate everyone who does that. One last thing, we've been trolled recently, and these trolls are leaving bad reviews. Help fight, leave a review if you want to, if you can. Tell one person, and just help us out. Enjoy episode 58.
I'm a kid coming inside like a soap dispenser in a room.
Oh, God.
Well, she has a clear soap dispenser. And well, the reason she has a clear one now and she makes sure that she only has crystal clear soap is because so many other fluids and things have ended up in there.
Vomit. So
there's been cum, there's been poop, there's been pee, there's been just random like beverages. So she keeps her hand dispenser to make sure it's crystal clear and everything. That way, it's the only way she knows if it's clean, because if there's any color or anything off, she just tosses it.
I mean, I do the same thing. Like, I like to come in in soap dispensers, but, you know, not in other people's classrooms. That's just manners.
Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. And with me, tell me you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing from the start.
Lord, baby Jesus.
And with me today is Mr. Turd Ferguson.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here to talk some shit.
I'm glad you're back. And also with us today is Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Hi, Elvis.
Hey, Bunny. And also with us returning, Miss Shirley Temper.
Yes. Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. The flames on the side of my face, breathing breath, heaving breaths.
I didn't have it until you said flames. And once you got the flames, like, I know that one. I know that one.
That Yay. Is awesome.
Yay.
It was good. Well, it's been another kind of batshit week leading up to Halloween. Halloween week is traditionally always a week where I kind of set my expectations lower. Like, I never try to get as much done. And I usually tie in some kind of fun theme that hopefully I can show at least a short video to, just to kind of get in the Halloween spirit. And I've worn costumes in past years, but this year I didn't have the energy for costumes. In fact, this year I felt like it was more just catching up. I feel like the whole month of October, especially doing specials teaching where I see the kids like once or twice a week, instead of being like a month of activities, it's been like a week of activities that's taken almost a whole month to do. because we're moving so slowly. And there are some kids that still can't keep up with it, and other kids that obviously could have had this whole lesson done in like 30 minutes, and they're just kind of along for the ride. And I've been just struggling with that, like how to make all the kids learn and get blessed, and it's really just kind of fucking with my head a lot. And so I stepped into admin's office. I was like, hey, here's what I'm doing this week. Is this okay? And like, no, this is great. I'm like, I'm struggling. This sucks. I just don't like this. I'm trying really hard. And like, oh, we're happy because you're trying. And I was like, oh. She's like, you don't know how many teachers and just people are not trying right now. So the fact that you're still attempting and trying to work means millions in like the world does. So I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better. I think I can breathe now. But then I had like, I don't know. It's just been batshit crazy. I know that's kind of all over, and I've got some interesting stories from our contact page to share that kind of match that. But I'm curious how you guys are doing. Turd, how are things going for you?
You know, we've had some shit to get done this week, and it's just been one thing after another. So I feel you on the whole, like, lower standards and everything else. But the past grading period, we had some students that were online, and, you know, they're supposed to be in remediation right now, and they're pulling them out of my class. And to which, when I finally asked the question to a couple of people, like, how are they supposed to maintain their grade in my class if they're not ever supposed to show up for it? And of course, that was answered by a profound silence.
Especially for kids who are doing online classes or virtual, I feel like elective classes are definitely an afterthought. And like, mm-hmm. I might do them and maybe I won't. And yeah, they're not going to fail me for that. And that seems to kind of be the mindset. But I feel really two-faced on this because I'll be working with my daughter for her virtual classes because she's completely online and she's young. So I have to kind of be there a lot. And we'll bust our ass doing like the day-to-day normal, you know, math, science, social studies, blah, 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 reading, writing. And then it's like, okay, well, we've got this art lesson right here you got to do this week. And she's like, I don't want to sit for an hour art like video. I was like, yeah. Maybe we'll watch it later. And there's been a couple weeks where you just like kind of forget. And I feel like such a dick, but I see it on both sides. As the teacher, I'm like, please do these lessons. It's not that much. And as a parent, I'm like, yeah, it's not that much, but it's so much more on top of everything else, or what feels That's like everything else.
Okay. We had an interesting week at my school. I guess by the time this airs, this will be public knowledge, so I can go ahead and say it. But
yeah.
The county and the school district did decide to shut down my campus for a two-week shutdown because of the number of cases and the amount of, I guess, spread that was occurring. We had literally half our teachers out, like something like 22 out of 54.
Oh, wow.
Not all of them positive, obviously, but close contacts.
Well, if they've been exposed, you can't keep them in the classroom. I mean,
nope. Yeah.
And, you know, so between the ones who were positive and the ones who are close contacts of those people, both students and staff, we did not have enough subs. By last period on Friday, I had a total of 4 kids in my class.
Jeez.
Kids were getting pulled left, right, and center. I had 2 get pulled during the class period before that, either getting sent home or their parents coming and getting them and being like, no, screw this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I will be home for the next 2 weeks working, teaching from home. So
how are you feeling about that?
I'm honestly relieved because while I know that it's going to come with its own challenges, we all know that after last spring.
Yeah.
I was looking around feeling like it was, did you ever play that game Mafia?
Yes. It's like Among Us, really.
Really? Yeah.
I said that to one of the APs at one point this week. I was like, I feel like this is a giant game of Mafia. Like, we don't know who's going to disappear next.
Yeah.
I am relieved, honestly. I know it's not all sunshine and roses, but yeah, it's not sustainable to be working with literally only half our staff.
And there's something to be said for being able to use your own bathroom during the middle of the day and, you know, wear whatever you want below the waist. I mean, you could just be like total poo baron at the whole time with just a shirt and nothing else.
Well, I am a little too paranoid for that, but I'm not mad about teaching in yoga pants. I'm not mad about it.
No. Miss Shirley, how are you doing?
Well, oh my God, it's so nice that you asked me. Okay, so I wore Halloween costume to school. I was a TV character that I knew my students would identify. I knew the adults would not identify. And teachers were allowed to wear costumes, and there was a teacher costume contest that I did not enter. Because I knew that the adults would have no idea. They would think I was just wearing like a regular dress. Like I knew I wore my costume for my students and they totally got it and they were on board. So second period rolls around and this assistant principal comes into my classroom. I have not seen an adult in my classroom in 9 weeks, this whole school year. And I was like, can I help you? And he was like, hey, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were wearing a Halloween costume. Whole class bursts out laughing. They were like, she's clearly wearing a costume, Mr. So-and-so. And he was like, oh, and I was like, that's why I didn't enter the costume contest. And he was like, hey, go get your picture taken because you're in costume. And I was like, funk. So he's like, oh, what's your class? And I was like, funk. So I walked down there. I go in there. It's the principal and like three assistant principals. And they're like, Miss Temper, can we help you? And I was like, I'm here to get my picture taken. And they were like, is that your costume? I'm like, yes, this is my costume. And keep in mind, you saw my costume. It's dead on correct. Like, it is super accurate.
Yes, it is.
And thankfully, the secretary, who's very young, was sitting there. And she's like, oh, my God, are you so-and-so? And I was like, yeah, I am. And she's like, oh, it's perfect. And, like, she pulled a picture up on her phone. And they were all like, oh, okay. It was fucking embarrassing. And then I sent a kid out for the first time this year out of my classroom for being defiant. It was fun. I was so out of practice, you guys. It had been since, like, January or February, I think.
Like, damn.
Yeah. It was a good time. And I got some sarcastic one-liners in, like I like to do. Well, because, you know, he was belittling me. And, you know, like most students who are angry that you're sending them to the office, his attempt at a parting shot was, I didn't even want to be in this class. And I was like, same. Happy Halloween. And it was pretty funny. I really did enjoy it. I made everybody laugh. Then the best part is, are you ready? My principal tested positive for Corona and is quarantining for 14 days.
He's actually quarantining? He's not like going out to the bar?
14 days. Well, I'll be real. He's interim and we never see him. He locks himself in his office and all the assistant principals do his work. So I really don't understand how it's any different.
Well, good riddance.
A story by Reddit user Edumacation. Retiring teacher mic drop, it's titled. Ooh, this ought to be juicy.
Okay. Nice.
My coworker is retiring today after 42 years in the classroom. Side note, holy crap, 42 years. Okay. 42 years at the same school. Yesterday, they required all of us to attend an urgent meeting to discuss, LOL, they said it was a discussion, how to help our struggling seniors. Basically, they told us that we're assholes and we don't help enough. And it's all our fault because we don't moonlight as call center reps making 50 plus calls a day. After about 45 minutes of the predictable bullshit, it was open for questions. And my coworker gave a 5 minute long diatribe. I paraphrase very closely below. This is bullshit. Any teacher in this room knows this is bullshit. Do you know that, Mr. Principal? When was the last time you taught? Oh. When was the last time any of you in the offices have taught? I've been doing this for over 4 decades. These students are not struggling, and they're not trying. And this administration is making sure they don't have to.
Damn.
You can't struggle if you don't try. Until you get that right, this school will continue to be a complete failure.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yes, she used the swears. And yes, she addressed administrators directly by name. And yes, she called out their stupidity, incompetence, inexperience, and complete lack of perspective. I think she'd been holding on to this for quite some time.
I salute you, lady. Dang. Or sir, Mr. Education, and your retired teacher. Yes, I salute you. I dream of being able to say that sometimes in meetings, but I quietly sit and go back to playing a game on my phone.
That gives me Ladywood, Ladywood hard.
The line about you can't struggle if you don't try.
Yes.
I want that tattooed across my forehead.
No, because I think that's perfect. Because I believe in the beginning, everyone is still emotionally struggling with the world. And I don't think we're struggling with the pandemic as much anymore. We're struggling with just the after effects of all the craziness that have stirred up in the last 8 months. And I think it's the point where a lot of the kids realized, hey, we don't really have to do this, or we only have to do this, or if you submit anything, they're going to pass you. And kids are really good at finding the path of the least resistance, especially if they don't get reprimanded or sent in any trouble. They're not going to try. I mean, most teenagers, for the most part, will rise to your expectations, or at least will rise up if you set them and hold them. But if they know there's absolutely no recourse, if they don't, like, they're not going to fail, they're not going to get a bad grade, they're not going to miss any sports because there are no sports, nothing. And so a lot of them aren't. There are some students who are trying very, very hard. I have some really good kids, but also have some that are just like, yeah, whatever. Turd.
So I had a similar situation this week where I had some students that were turning in an assignment, and of course I'm going in and checking to make certain that they've turned in the correct assignment and everything else, and I'm doing this live in front of them. I said, hey student, you turned in something, but it's the wrong assignment, and it's like three sentences for which you are supposed to give me like two tables worth of information. And student was just like, yeah, but does it really matter?
Oh,
it's like, oh,
dang.
Yeah. And to which I replied, it doesn't matter as much as your grade matters.
I feel like we are busting our butts to reach kids that many of them just out and out say, I don't really care. It doesn't matter.
Don't give a shit. No.
And there are times that it's hard to tell how much of it is honestly not having any dams left to give, and how much of it might be like other stuff going on. But the comment in the diatribe from the Reddit post about working at a call center, I mean, like, that's what it feels like. It's just one phone call after another, and it's stressful.
It's not like you get a bonus for having the most return calls or shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we said this a week or two ago, if they upped our pay, like $40,000, I know that's a lot of money, but if they did that, I'd be so much more enthusiastic. I would make a billion phone calls. And you know what? There'd be a lot better teachers in the classroom because they'd be willing to do it for that $42,000. But this group, not right now, or this group right now, us, we're like, we're getting paid this and we're doing so much more work for so much less return. It is so fucking hard.
All right, my dudes, I have a message from the Teacher Needs a Drink website contact page from Asami. It says, hi, first of all, I love your podcast. Oh my God, thanks, we love you too. Thanks for keeping me entertained during these really tough times. I just thought I'd share how my online teaching is going. I teach special education alternate curriculum grades TK through first, and it has been a complete and total shit show at times. I have one kid specifically who has a really unfortunate situation. His mom is a single mom who can't afford to leave her kids with anyone else, so she takes them to work with her every day. She works on a little mom and pop clothing store, so that is why she's able to have her kids with her. However, for me as the teacher, trying to teach her child has been a total and complete nightmare. Every day, I have to attempt to teach her child while customers are walking in and out of the store, while his little sister is right next to him asking when he will be done with his Zoom lesson. The student has a very short attention span, and so he is constantly walking away, looking at customers, or just flat out crying because he wants to go play with his sister. Needless to say, there is no learning going on after about 10 weeks of this. I'm just at a loss for what to do. I understand his mom is just trying to survive and get through these times, but it doesn't make it any easier for me as a teacher to not feel like a total failure after each lesson, because I know he didn't get anything. However, I know tough times don't last, and although it may not seem like it yet, I know one day we will be back in class and things will go back to some semblance of normal. For now, listening to your podcast helps me get through this and knowing I'm not alone. Thanks for that. I really and truly appreciate you guys.
Man, when I hear things like that, I'm like, okay, my situation is not that difficult. I've got
yes.
And then I think of that from both sides, from being a parent and working with my kids at home to being a teacher and trying to reach kids at home. I can't imagine that poor mom being in a situation where you have to have two young children to entertain in a store while trying to keep them getting work.
While trying to also do your job.
Yeah, and get stuff done. And I get it. I mean, money sucks and you work when you can, if you can. So, shit. But and that teacher, I mean, how do you work with the special needs kids distantly without being, I mean, through a screen and just, I mean, some kids are attracted to screens and that's like their thing, but not all kids work that way. Oh, fuck. It's tough out there, man.
There's a difference between recreational screen time and I have to do what this stranger on the screen says time.
Exactly. Yeah, I can imagine an old boomer like, well, you kids stare at your screens all the time. What's the difference? Like, yeah, there is a difference. Do you want to read this book, which is something you're completely not interested, or this book you love and have been looking forward to all year? I mean, there's a big difference.
I can't imagine. I mean, I've got young kids. I've got a kindergartner, and they're not. My kindergartner doesn't have special needs, and it would still be virtually impossible in that situation.
Yeah.
And so I just don't want you to feel, Asani, I don't want you to feel like you are a failure or you're not doing your best, because you are still meeting with this child, and that's like the best thing that you can do. You guys. Important information. Booby trap backwards is party boob.
Woo!
Wow.
I'm down with that. Hey guys, guess what?
What?
We have a Patreon.
What?
Oh my God, that's so hot. Is that like OnlyFans?
It is. Oh, for as little as $5 a month, you can get access to all kinds of extra episodes of Teacher Needs Drink podcasts that you can't hear anywhere else. There's lots of bonus interviews, shorts. I mean, I think we had like at least 3 new episodes that were only on Patreon this month alone, and we're constantly cranking out more all the time. Mm-hmm. And you also get access to other cool stuff. Like this week, we played the game Among Us with our Patreons. Like, we had about 2 come in, and so that was really cool. And you know,
I killed people.
Yeah, you were actually it for once, because
I was one time, and you said surely, because I killed everyone,
because literally the last thing you said is I haven't been it in like 3 weeks. I was like, okay. And the thing is, I hadn't been it in forever either, and then I was it for the first 2 rounds, but my damn son Buddy Holly was playing with us, and he's in the room, and I had my volume up, and so when I killed Zola, he heard. He goes, oh, I'm telling. I was like, oh, crap. And he called a meeting, and then my ass was out. So
And then the next round, you got killed, and the rest of us were still like, green sus, green sus.
Yeah,
we were dead.
I was already dead. Like,
Don't trust him.
So yeah, if you're a Patreon member, you get to play Among Us with all the hosts and chat with us. And we also have lots of great swag on Teacher Needs Drink podcast. And I feel like there's something else. Oh, here's one other thing I want to promote before we go. We are working on right now an episode solely focused on working with special needs children and the trials and tribulations that go with it. So if you are a teacher and have something you'd like to share with us, or a story specifically related to teaching with students with special needs, and I know there's a whole lot of SPED teachers who drink, send us a message in the contact page, and hopefully we'll be able to get back with you, contact you, and we're going to interview over the phone some of the people that we have and message us, so you will end up being on the podcast. So please, if you do this, give us a message. All right.
Woo!
Yeah. You are a therapist. This person is your patient. Everything about their life seems ideal, yet they remain unhappy. I don't understand it, they tell you at the end of your first therapy session. It's almost like there's something about myself that everyone else can see, but I can't see it. I can't shake the feeling that there's something crucial about my personality that I don't understand, even though it's obvious for everyone else. What could it be? You are a good therapist, so you don't make any arbitrary accusations or offer any unfounded conjecture. You simply agree to meet the patient again next week and discuss this problem further, but privately. What do you assume is the probable answer to this question?
Raging narcissist. Raging narcissist who romanticizes situations that don't deserve to be romanticized and feels like anything that justifies these romanticizations is a word.
Romanticisms.
that it justifies, which just reinforces their narcissism. So, and they probably voted for Trump. I'm just
going to
say that.
Ouch. We can't be that hateful towards people. Buddy, what do you think?
Just that they are a little more entitled and possibly arrogant than they realize.
Trump supporter.
That it's distasteful to the people around them, but it's not so out there that obvious to them, I guess.
Yeah. Turd, do you have any thoughts?
None that I can really put into educational words. I mean, I would just simply say, hey, this person needs to have their ass handed to them and just a realization of, oh, you could have it a lot worse than you actually do, dumbass.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a raging narcissist, but I've had some of those days where I feel like everyone's reacting and I'm just, well, it's not that everyone's reacting to me, that I feel like I'm not communicating well to anyone, that everyone I talk to is just kind of distracted by something else about me. And so, and I can remember talking to someone like, do I smell? Is there, am I stuttering? Is there something on my nose? And you guys aren't telling me what's not going on here, but maybe I'm just crazy.
All of it. It's all of it. It's always all of it. It's fine.
You smell.
Or maybe the therapist wants like an additional $180 per hour and just like, hey, come back next week. I got a mortgage. So
true.
Yeah.
We can dig deeper into this over the next 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to need twice a week to see me. I remember going, I'm not anti-chiropractor whatsoever. I remember meeting one and his first regiment was like, so what do you think? I think you need to come here 3 times a week for the next six, for the next 7 days or whatever. Like gave a long, and then you need to be here 2 times a week. And then I think we can do weekly. And then maybe after about half a year, you can come in just like every other week or once a month.
It do be like that, though, with chiropractors, though.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If you don't have the muscles built up, your bones are going to keep falling out of line. And so if you're not exercising or doing anything to build those muscles up, you're going to keep, you know, slouching. And yeah, because I know I've gotten an adjustment and it's gone. I feel like it's lost its keep after like an hour. I feel like I'm already once again, but man, I feel like I'm just like fucked up. All my answers are wrong. Turd, what you got?
I just want to state for the record that chiropractors scare the motherfucking shit out of me.
I love it. Oh, I love to be cracked. So good.
So
it does. I would be, if I could afford it, I would really go all the time. It's just so good.
The best thing I can do is say I'm a chiropractor when I meet someone like at a party, and I'll get like one of those red cups, the solo ones, and put it like under my armpit, and then I'll get like their cat and like, oh, it's pretty. No, I'm really kind of, watch this. And then I kind of like move like I'm moving the cat's head, but I crush the cup. And so it makes it sound like I crushed the cat. I'm like, see, they're so much happier now. Look how fast they were.
I would punch you right in the penis.
I would probably start crying.
What you should do with a newborn baby. The looks then are just great. All right, friends. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I hope all of you can take care of yourself. I hope whatever news came out this week was good news. And, well, everyone, I'd like to thank all of my hosts. I'd like to thank Mr. Turd Ferguson. Thanks for being here, bud.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to come by.
And Bunny O'Hare, it was wonderful hearing your voice.
Thank you for having me back. It was a pleasure, as always.
And Miss Shirley Temper, what do you got for us?
Husbands should be like Kleenex, soft, strong, and disposable.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, folks, remember to put the oxygen mask on yourself before tending to those around you. Please take care of yourselves. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers!
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 All right, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank my hosts today, Miss Shirley Temper, Mr. Turd Ferguson, and Miss Bunny O'Hare. A big thank you also to Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this stuff. My friends, once again, if you'd like to help out, you can join on to our Patreon and get lots of extra bonus content every week, and you can get all of our back episodes, too. There's stuff that hasn't been seen in forever. It's only on Patreon, like our first 5 episodes ever, where we're kind of figuring it out, and there's some different hosts. There's all kinds of stuff on there, so please sign up for Patreon if you can. Also, I'd like to just once more, we have some trolls who are kind of out to get us because we're teachers and we complain too much. So they've left a couple nasty reviews on Apple Podcasts, a few other ones. If you'd like to, it would really help us out just to leave a positive review saying, hey, I like your podcast. It's wonderful. It makes me feel good on times when I feel bad. So I like it 5 stars. That would be awesome and really help us out. But guys, thank you so much for your support. We're growing every day. If there's anything you want to hear, let us know. Cheers, my friends.
Husbands should be like Kleenex, soft, strong, and disposable.
Oh, absolutely.
I was proud of that.
I think you should be. It's good.
Yeah, thank you.
One plus one plus two plus... Oh, never mind. Just shoot the damn gun.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I am your singing telegram.
I was the gunshot.
I heard. I'm laughing. I'm giggling, honestly, at this point.